Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 29th of June 2018, and this is the 833rd Mole Out Loud podcast. It's again late afternoon, and it's been a grey day pretty much all day, with some quite wet bits. The wet bits decided to come into being just at the time that I was cycling down to the Jam Factory, the art school library, in fact. And I didn't get as wet as I expected, but it was definitely really nice to get inside. And I was the only person in the library this morning. It was very, very quiet. And I chose a different table, which was not so much water, but interesting wharf buildings. I really loved down by the wharf in Hobart. I find the centre of the city a bit depressing, but I love the waterfront, and it's become very lively, especially since the art school has moved down there. There's a lot happening, a lot of people walking up and down, and different artworks. There's now a little gallery further down on the wharf, the building itself, or the buildings itself, the Jam Factory was made up of several very old warehouses, and the whole thing is a very interesting building, and they've done some amazing things to the inside, including keeping a lot of the old machinery in place and the old structures, so you can see what it was like. In the atrium next to the art school, it's a hotel and with cafes in an atrium, and they have large photographs of the people making jam. It was a huge concern, and in the 1890s, from the 1890s until about 1970, Tasmania was a great fruit growing area, and it exported its fruit to Europe mainly. In fact, it was until the common market, really. Australia had a big market in Europe. And lots and lots of people worked there. I think almost anybody who has lived here has had some sort of relation who has worked at the Jones Jam Factory. It was called IXL, the three letters IXL. So IXL. If you say it quickly, and that was what its entrepreneurial creator told himself, I think. A mantra, I imagine, as he was shaving in the mirror. So I had a little time down there. Again, I didn't write very much, but it was consistent. I didn't have quite as long as I would normally have. And I do know that I really get into it in the third hour, and I had just under 2 hours, so I'm not surprised, but it's made me, noticing that has made me determined to get down there earlier when I go down. I'm going to go down again next week and see if I can get down there at 9 and or not long after. So that was my morning, and the other things that have been happening, well, last night and today, I have been working on my travel plans a bit. Shaggy dog story is what my passport's become. It's the subject of that. And the latest installment was that I had, I think I probably told you, the day after I received my change of name and had taken it to the post office to be sent to the passport office, I got a letter saying that my application was about to run out and that I would have to reapply if they didn't receive the document. And our post is nothing if not erratic, and so I was a bit worried about it not getting there and having to start the whole process again. And today I got a letter from the passport office addressing me as Elizabeth, telling me that my change of name registration had arrived. And I thought, oh God, maybe have I really lost Miranda as my name? Did I do something really silly in my application so that I'm now just called by my middle name? So I had a little sinking of the heart, and I couldn't check because the letter was at home and I'd got the email when I was out. But it, when I got back, I could see that I had correctly got the name change that I wanted, and that I wouldn't have to start the whole process from scratch again. So I'm hoping that within the next week or two, I will actually have a travel document. It's been a long, slow process. But knowing that it has arrived okay has made me feel more confident about fixing dates for things. And so I've now confirmed my flight home and I'm beginning to confirm other things. So it feels as if it's moving. It also feels as if it's not very long far away. And certainly when I made the booking, I felt as if I had, well, I did have months and months and months. Now I've got months and months without the third months before I leave. So that's been my day. That's been my day today. And I'm having a cup of tea and I'm probably about to go for a little walk if it's not too wet. We'll see. I've got, yes, in about 10 minutes. So I do hope that you've had a good day today, that you've been able to move something along or think about it or dream about it or just be with whatever you need to be with. I hope that you've been able to enjoy whatever is outside, whether it's a bird, a leaf, a landscape, a temperature, a smell. I hope that you've found something out there or within your space to nourish you. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always. And I've just realized it's Friday and actually I don't usually send out a podcast at all. So this is a bonus podcast. And I will talk to you again tomorrow.